scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
And Megan, over at the Nightstand Studios, you said you're not cooking the turkey this year, right?
I'm not, thankfully. I haven't done that in a few years, and I don't really want the task again anytime soon.
Well, you know, when you're purchasing a turkey, you gotta watch out for something. I didn't know this, but some turkeys are being sold on the black market.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't know this existed.
Seems like a terrible idea.
So this in Maine, the police over there are warning residents not to buy black market butterball turkeys. They claim that a local grocery store had to toss frozen turkeys because they had thawed due to some mechanical problems with their cooler. So someone stole those turkeys from a trash bin. And then there's a possibility they may be selling them in an area at a reduced price. Health officials say that obviously that turkey is not safe to consume.
Selling them where? Like out of the back of their car?
I don't know, man. I mean, it could be anywhere. They could just be walking up to somebody and say, hey.
Hey.
Like they could even be in the grocery store and be like, hey, don't get that turkey. I got one for you. Just meet me around the back.
What if they're wearing like a trench coat and the turkeys are like hanging inside the trench coat?
Hey, man, you want turkeys? I got turkeys. I got turkeys. I got ducks. I got everything. Oh, man.
That's craziness.
Right next to the gold watches. That's great.
I kind of feel like if you buy a turkey from just some rando, you might just need to learn a lesson about life.
Yeah.
So I don't want it to be salmonella, but. sometimes people got to learn. Oh, that's terrible. Well, some students at the University of Kentucky tried, this is another dumb thing people do, right? Some students tried to steal an exam for their statistics class by attempting to drop into their instructor's office from the ceiling, Mission Impossible style. They literally climbed through the building's air ducts to the ceiling and then dropped down into the room. However, unfortunately for the students, the professor was working late that night. Hate it when that happens, right? He had happened to step out at midnight to get something to eat, but when he got back, he caught the students in the act. They were charged with third-degree burglary.
And they will also be
investigated by the school's Office of Student Conduct. So they're taking it pretty seriously.
I guess those statistics didn't go in their favor.
Thank you. Good one.
Well, another thing for the holidays, CBS says that Christmas tree prices are going to be higher this year than last year due to a shortage of trees. Now, tree farms are increasing prices by 10%, and that shortage is due to the summer drought and obviously wildfires in some areas as well. So, guess you're going to just have to go with the fake Christmas tree this year.
No, I mean, they're already getting pretty expensive, and I hate to pay more, but I can't go fake. I can't.
Gotta go real. That's what I'm doing.
I know. I'm just going to have to save up more pennies.
Just get a smaller one. We've always wanted to get like a Charlie Brown style tree, but it's really hard to find one of those. So.
They are. I feel like nowadays they're all enormous and you get them home and they never fit. But maybe this year they'll have some runts of the litter still available.
That's possible.